Hello, it's Tessa back with you for another episode of Newscast. Today I'm speaking to you in my position as news editor, but also as Manx Radio's court reporter. And we're looking at the subject of court reporting, something renowned for being an essential element in maintaining a free press and with it, democracy. Now that's not a view shared by self-styled YouTube activist and Douglas councillor Frank Schwengel. He's calling on Manx politicians to consider changing the law so that people who appear before the Isle of Man Courts of Justice aren't named. In a letter written to MHKs, he says he wants to see a system where justice is served in the courtroom and not on social media, adding that naming defendants is a gross violation of their privacy.
At the moment, it is permissible for the media to publish full names, address details, and even pictures of people who are accused of crimes, and they are permitted to do so with some exceptions, even if that person has not yet been found guilty of anything. And I think that is a very, very harmful practice from times gone by, and I think we should rally our elected officials to basically end this practice.
Now, full disclaimer, I've got a vested interest in this subject. As I mentioned, I'm Manx Radio's court reporter, and I spend many hours each week reporting for the station from Douglas Courthouse. Court reporting, by its very nature, can be controversial, but perhaps more frequently, misunderstood. Fundamentally, doing it and maintaining a free press is seen as an essential element in securing democracy. In fact, a former Lord Chief Justice of England, Lord Hewitt, said in 1924, "It is not merely of some importance, but is of fundamental importance that justice should not only be done, but should manifestly and undoubtedly be seen to be done." In short, not only should the legal system be upheld in the highest regard behind closed doors, but also in public. In his letter to the House of Keys, Mr. Schwengel has accused the media of not acting in an acceptable and responsible manner. So what is it he'd like to see instead?
If you, for example, look at Germany, which is where I'm originally from, I was shocked when I first moved here 23 years ago to see that names are in the paper, because in Germany it has never been allowed. Even if you have committed a serious crime, they can at max publish your first name and then the first initial of your last name. They certainly cannot publish your address or your picture. And there are very, very valid reasons for it. It's the courts that give out the punishment. It's not the public. And what this leads to, what my real problem with this is, if we do this over here on such a small place, it leads to trial by Facebook, basically, and that's not right. And even if you say, oh, but we should shame XYZ for doing this and that, which some MHKs I wrote to actually replied, it's a very medieval mindset, I would say, you may be shaming and punishing that person, but you're also punishing their relatives, their loved ones, their family. And they haven't done anything wrong. So it's before and after conviction, it's wrong to do it. Ideally, if the media were amicable and responsible, or a little more responsible, then a voluntary code would be good to at the very least say, look, at least before someone is convicted of anything, we will not report the names and the details, even if we were allowed to under current regulations. And even if it is technically public information, anyone can go into the court, but not everyone does. It's the newspapers that bring the information from the court to the public. So ideally, a voluntary code that says, okay, we're going to stop publishing information at least until people are convicted. But really, what I would like to see is a hard stop being put by the lawmakers to say, probably, unless there is a public safety exception. So if, you know, if we have a very, very serious offense that affects national security, then it should not be allowed to ever publish any details of any offenders before or after conviction.
We'll come back to some of his points shortly, but it's important to say at this stage that what happens in courtrooms, both here and further afield, can directly translate to what's happening in our communities. This is perhaps particularly of note when it comes to the criminal courts, and you'll hear those referred to as the High Bailiff's Court, the Magistrates' Court, and the Court of General Jail Delivery in our reporting. The alleged actions of many people brought before those courts concern behaviour which has been deemed to harm the community. Reporters are, in simple terms, the eyes and ears of the general public. Journalists are entitled by law to hear and report on the proceedings before the courts unless specific reporting restrictions are imposed. It is not a court reporter's job to speculate about the innocence or guilt of the person standing in the dock. They are there to produce fair, accurate and legal reports of active court proceedings. And there are many reasons why court reporting is so valued, not least democracy. It can educate, inform and raise awareness of key issues, provide facts on which the public can base opinions or decisions, ensure transparency and accountability, act as a deterrent and, perhaps most importantly of all, permit the revelation of matters of genuine public interest which may otherwise never come to light. Mr. Schwengel suggests that the Manx media should sign up to a voluntary code of conduct, which would stop us from reporting personal information about defendants who pass before the courts. Now, there are some cases where journalists are unable to report personal details of someone before a court. Juveniles are one example. But we are legally permitted to report the name, age and address of a defendant before or after trial, and there's a key reason why. Journalists clearly identify people so that they aren't mistaken for someone else. Identification is important, particularly on a small island like ours. In simple terms, it's to stop law-abiding citizens with the same name as those in the dock being defamed. In his letter, Mr. Schwengel also tells MHKs that publication of those personal details can jeopardise the accused person's right to a fair trial and, I quote, prejudice public opinion against them. In defence of the media on the Isle of Man here, a reminder that court reporters are trained professionals who work within the parameters of the law. If any media outlet published information which could prejudice a fair trial, it would likely be them in the dock too for contempt of court. The same goes for any member of the public who does the same. Court cases are not won or lost on what Mary, Roger or Karen on Facebook think. Fair trials are just that, trials conducted before a highly qualified High Bailiff, Deemster or a jury. And in the same way that journalists report on people who've been convicted of or admitted to a crime, equally they have a responsibility to report on cases where someone is found not guilty or a charge is dismissed or withdrawn against them. But despite this, Mr. Schwengel claims that publishing those personal details is not consistent with the presumption of innocence.
There's clearly something wrong with the way we treat personal details when it comes to this. And we are so obsessed with privacy and protecting everything. It's just a harmful practice. I've already had a few replies. Some are very quick to reply, which is nice to see. Some are understanding and agree with my sentiments. Most seem to agree that at the very least, before conviction, details should not be published because it is harmful and it does prejudice a court case. It's a very small community we have over here, you know. And most of them, or some of them, seem to say, look, before conviction, okay, but after conviction, we want the details published and we think it's right to publish them because it's part of the punishment. And I vehemently disagree with that. That is medieval. That is basically a pillory. And, you know, we're not in the medieval times anymore. And it's not for the media to dish out punishment, it's for the courts to do it. I think it would be an improvement if we went from giving the whole name and especially the address and the picture to just giving, for example, the first name and then the first initial of the last name. Because that way, like I said, if it happens to be your neighbor or something, you know, it's enough information for you if you are close to that situation and if you're sort of affected, potentially affected, to, you know, put one and one together. But it's not enough for anyone else who is not involved and who's really, it's of nobody's business. If my neighbor five houses down the road stole something in a supermarket, that's none of my business. It's the courts and the police and his problem. And we should be a more forgiving society. And we, you know, we want to be this close-knit community and we have these Christian values. Well, we need to start living them. If we implemented, say, a voluntary code with all media tomorrow, that you said, okay, we're not going to publish this anymore, a member of the public can still go to the court's website or can go into the court and see the names. Just very few of us do that because there's no real motivation to do it. But it's through the amplification that the media brings that most harm is being done. And I think that needs a big, big rethink. And the media needs to rethink their role and their responsibilities towards the community when it comes to crime reporting.
Manx Radio has invited the Department of Home Affairs to respond to Mr. Schwengel's letter to politicians, but at the time of recording this, we are yet to receive a response. It's food for thought, of course, but perhaps ask yourself this. If the court started doing things behind closed doors, and that could be inquests, tribunals, criminal or civil court proceedings, how transparent would that make Manx democracy?
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.